A Weekend with Jason Dacey replay from Money FM 89.3.
In the company of Neil Humphreys here on Money FM, I'm Jason Dacey. Been a travelling man over the last few days, Neil, and so it was a great week. And of course, I'm always grateful to come back to Singapore. I flew back into Changi Airport on Friday, and I was on a low cost carrier.
Okay,
and I was busting to go to the loo.
There wasn't a toilet on the plane?
There was, but I was on the window seat, and I had to disturb two people. Yes, and you know, budget carriers.
They're tight.
And look, you're tall. I'm just, you know, I'm not tall, but I still don't want to disturb people. Anyway, so I'm like holding and holding it. I'm like, ah, now I'm in Changi Airport. I can go and relax. And I'd already, you know, got through off the plane. I'm in the, I think it was Terminal 1, actually. They've done up Terminal 1.
They have.
It's quite nice now. I mean, it was nice before, but it's even nicer.
In line with the dual opening, they upgraded Terminal 1, yes.
Yes, and I know that my bag will take a while to get to the baggage claim, so I have time to finally go to the loo.
Relieve yourself.
Yes, exactly. And of course, it was the job that needed to be done where you sit down. And,
okay.
And I'm like, oh, everything's so clean. Isn't it wonderful?
Of course. Yeah,
coming from Malaysia. And I should point out that I was in the KLIA2, which is kind of the budget end of the KLIA's, Kuala Lumpur International Airport. And it's so narrow and packed. There are people everywhere. It's like a bus station. And it's like, oh, the design doesn't seem as good as Changi. I'm speaking completely as a layman. I have no background information. But
I agree with that.
It just isn't, doesn't seem to be well designed. And so I get there and there's, you know, so it's almost like there's that relaxation, isn't there? When you come off the plane and you walk into Changi Airport, it's just like, ah. And you said it before, you come from Heathrow Airport, I've come from Sydney Airport. It's a different vibe.
It's just a big sigh of relief.
It's a big sigh of relief, and I'm in Terminal 1.
Which you were having in the toilets.
So I'm sitting down, and it's a bidet toilet.
Wow, okay.
And the bidet toilet's like the ones in Japan. Remember how you fly sometimes through the Japanese airports, and they have these wonderful, and now they have them in Changi Airport.
I didn't know that.
Terminal 1. And I'm like really enjoying it, and I'm just taking my time, and I'm finished, and I, you know, about to get up. Then I realize that I've turned the bidet off when I'm sitting down, but then I'm trying to turn it off, and I stand up, and there's still a little bit of a trickle coming.
From where?
From the bidet. And I'm like, what's going on here? You know, because there's no problem, because I thought I'd turned it off. So I'm saying, oh, no problem. I'll just turn the knob and turn it off.
Right.
What I did, I turned the knob too far and it started again at full force and I completely drenched myself, my shirt, my pads and everything. And I'm suddenly from this very relaxing experience, I'm now really fraught and embarrassed. How do I say I put water from a bidet all over myself?
Well, yes, you can't.
And so I'm just useless when it comes to bidets because this is the moral of the story, Neil. Whenever you're using a bidet and you're turning it off, do not do it from a standing position.
Yes. Well, you see, you contradicted yourself there as far as I'm concerned because you was wrong at the first line. Whenever you use a bidet, you're already wrong. Don't use bidets. As far as I don't use them. I mean,
well, you remember that Crocodile Dundee film, and a lot of Singaporeans would know this film where Crocodile Dundee is in New York and he's using a bidet.
Yep.
And he doesn't know what it is, and I think I'm a bit like Crocodile Dundee, you know, because I'm from Australia like him. And then he goes, because there was some doorman, and he said, oh, how do you? And he said, well, you know, everyone's embarrassed about. And then he runs out the window and goes, oh, I know what you do. You needed to clean your backside. Remember that?
Yeah, I do. It's true. I never tried one until I went to Japan because my daughter thinks that Japanese toilets are the greatest things ever.
Oh, they are the best things.
Best things ever because when we went to England for the first time when she could talk to visit her family when she was about 3 or 4, her grandparents, she was crying in the toilet. And I thought she'd had an accident or wet herself. And she was Daddy, why are the toilet seats in England so cold? Oh. Right. She'd never sat on a cold toilet seat before.
Wow. So a toilet seat made your daughter cry.
Because, you know, if you're in a really cold country, and you know, Melbourne, England, it could be so cold, the skin will stick to the toilet seat. Yeah. It's so cold.
We forget, don't we?
We forget. We take it for granted in Singapore. So when I took her to Japan, they had heated toilet seats, right? I think only a pervert would come up with a heated toilet seat. Call me old-fashioned. But my daughter seriously wanted me to buy one and take it back to Singapore. And said, I'm not doing that. It's too hot in Singapore anyway. So she would sit on the toilet seat and just press buttons to see what one did what, right? And she'd go, Daddy, this one blows water. This one blows. This one sucks. What? I don't want to hear this stuff coming from a toilet from my daughter. So I thought, okay, I was the stick in the mud. I was the dinosaur, the old man. My wife said, just do it, try it. So I didn't know what, because the buttons are in Japanese, right?
That's right.
And it's, have
it's
you
all
seen
white.
Them?
It's all white. It's all kind of like laminated.
That's it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a computer game console. Yeah, you know, you've got all these buttons. So I'm just pressing randomly. And one button, as I mentioned before, and if anyone's listening, please call in or send us a text. I don't know what its purpose is, but it was a sucking. I thought my bowels were going to end up in the bottom of this toilet. It was going to literally suck out my organs. What kind of
demented... Maybe it's like colon cleansing.
Yeah, colon removing. Japanese sadistic perverts pull your bowels from your stomach. Mm. So that was one. And then I found the bidet button, the squirter.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd never used one. I got all to right. my entire adult life.
And you hadn't lived, my young man.
Look, Jason, I'm old school. When you're on a toilet... Things go out. Yeah. Things don't go up.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a one-way street. It's one-way traffic.
Yeah.
Down, not up.
Yeah.
I'm not a plant.
No.
My roots don't need watering, all right, as far as I'm concerned. I'm not a plant. But the first few seconds, I was like, ugh, that's disgusting. And then after a while, this is
not
nice.
Too bad.
I don't know if I should be enjoying this sensation.
You kind of feel guilty, don't you?
You do.
Yeah.
And after about 15 minutes, my wife is, what are you doing? Stop squirting your backside with water. But it's so nice. I want to live on this toilet. Mm. It's a weird sensation.
It is.
But I've never done the whole what you did. I've never, as far as I'm concerned, it all stays in the toilet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, that was my intention, but I think I was a bit of a rookie. But, you know, 19th of November, put that in your diary. It is World Toilet Day.
Yes, I know that. And the reason I know that is because I think it's organized by or has a strong affiliation with Singapore. There's a guy called Jack something, and I've met the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he organizes, I'm pretty certain he organizes World Toilet Day, and he's on this mission to have clean toilets. And every time I write a humor column about toilets and things like that, he always writes to me. Because I remember writing, now this is, you know this. When I first went to Australia, I don't know if they still do it. They do in certain more disreputable towns. If you go, and there's a lot of them. If you go to a small town in Australia.
You used to live one.
Yeah, I did. And you go to like a Kmart, a big shopping,
yes.
like a huge Fair Price or a huge
Cold
Storage.
You need the key, right?
You need the key. Mm. And I'd never had that before. And you'd go to this, I don't want to stereotype, this nice big woman, usually called Sheila, and you'd go, excuse me, I need to use the toilet. Right, the guy at the pommy needs the key for the toilet, right? They'd bring out a key, and it would have on it this long block of wood.
Yeah, so you don't lose it.
As big as my water bottle, as big as a 1 litre water. And I said to the lady, why has it got a big block of wood on this tiny, that's so somebody don't steal it. Who's going to steal a key to a public toilet? And I said, why does it need a key? Get a lot of thieves. What are they stealing in Kmart's toilet? The toilet seat? I think my daughter's going in there, you know, and stealing toilet seats because she has a toilet seat fetish. So if you go to Australia and you use a public toilet in a big supermarket, be prepared to take a key attached to a brick because they think you're going to steal the key or things in the toilet. What is that? You're Australian. Yeah, what is that?
It's not just in supermarkets, in cafes, and they always give this massive thing that, you know, like a block of wood or something like that. But, you know, people in Singapore who have been to Australia, they may have heard a song about toilets called There Was a Redback on the Toilet Seat When I Was There Last Night. So this is the kind of the background to toilet seats in Australia. You know, you have the Japanese ones, the Singapore ones. Redback is a spider, right?
That's right.
Yeah, so there's a very famous song about the redback on the toilet seat. And this is part of the whole rough...
You're going to have to tell us a song now.
Rough and ready. No, it's about there was a redback on the toilet seat when I was there last night. I didn't see him in the dark, but boy, I felt his bite.
That's good. I like it.
Yeah, so when I was a kid, there were two main spiders you'd worry about on the toilet seat. One was the redback, one was the funnel web spider. Don't ever go into the toilet.
Now, is any of that redback is deadly, right? Is that
Both deadly. Everything kills you in Australia.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why for Aussies and why Crocodile Dundee and me, we have absolutely no idea about bidets and this and that, and why we're kind of uncouth ruffians, and why someone like myself gets his shirt wet by using a toilet at Changi Airport in Singapore.
Hey, you're talking about, I have friends who used to think from the north of England, who used to think it was a big deal that their toilet was inside their house because their grandparents would. I've been to houses in the north of England where the toilets were at the backyard, as Aussies would say, in the backyard.
Oh, so me too.
You would walk out to the outhouse, as they call it, at the backyard and use a toilet. And the other thing quickly about Australia, the Aussie long drop. Now, that is a thing of beauty. Singaporeans, and I've campaigned for this. It will never happen. NParks, National Parks Board, should have the Aussie long drop. And Singaporeans know this. When you go to any national park in Australia, they have the Aussie long drop. It's a wonderful thing. It's just basically typical Australia. It's just a long plastic reinforced tube beneath the toilet seat.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking
about.
And it drops a long way down, hence long drop, into sewage, and then they use it as compost. They fertilize it and whatever. It's a wonderful, wonderful environmental positive. The only thing is, every Singaporean, I tell you this, when you go to any Australian park and you use the Aussie long drop, it is a terrifying thing because it's the only time in my life you don't hear what?
You don't hear the toilet flush? You don't hear any noise?
You don't hear any noise. It doesn't hit anything. When you do a one or a two, there's something rewarding about hearing that gentle splash of water.
Oh.
And when you're on an Aussie long drop, I've actually done what you did. I've had to sit down. And then you get that, did I actually go? Did I actually go? Because I haven't heard anything. And I've said to my wife, Tracy, she went, did you go? I'm not sure. I think I did. My bowels tell me that I did. But there was no noise. It's the weirdest thing, but it's wonderful.
All right. Well, it can be lonely if you're on a toilet, no matter around the world. This is The Motels. I'm with Neil Humphreys.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.